miles north of the California border in lovely coastal sunny Brookings, Oregon. Thank you for tuning into this week's interesting program. I'm Dr. Gigi, and my co-host is, as always, Jacques Kepner. How are you today, Jacques?
Hello, everyone. My name is Jacques, and I'm an alcoholic. Oops! No, wait a minute. That's the wrong speech. Okay. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Doc and Jacques Radio Variety Show.
One of us is laughing.
Special thanks to today's sound engineers, Ray Simon and Tony Stoddard. They're in the booth with their earphones on, listening to everything we're saying and looking at us if we mess up. Michael Gorse is also out there helping around the studio, and so is our guest as they're trying to figure things out. But that's that. You are hearing this live syndicated show right now on KCIW in Brookings, Oregon. That said, the same syndicated show will be rebroadcast in exactly 1 week from now, each and every Wednesday at 8 a.m. in our coastal southern friends, KZZH 96.7 FM in where, Doctor?
Will you pray tell?
Eureka and Humboldt. Mm. Hey, everybody down there. What's going on? Hello. And then we get a few hours later, it comes back up at 1 o'clock.
Wait, let me tell where.
Crescent City. And my old alma mater, KFUG 101.1 FM in, that's right, coastal California. So now you know, Dr. Gigi and I have your coasts covered. Okay, it's that time when good medicine and health tips are colorfully presented by my German-American, patent-holding medical doctor, scientist, university professor, syndicated broadcaster, newspaper columnist, artist, and so much more, Dr. Gudrun, or Gigi Reed. Tell us, what medical marvels do you have for us today on this week's segment of MD Gigi?
Well, today we're going to talk about something because we live in the heart of the Western black-legged tick country. And with this comes the seasonal risk of tick-borne diseases.
Did you say ticks?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in Missouri, way out in the sticks, I got a tick. It was a sick tick. I named him Mick, and he was sucking on my thigh.
Was he now? So then after that blown up joke.
Yeah, darn it.
You might say, what is a tick-borne disease?
Yeah, what is a tick-borne disease?
I'll tell you. Ticks can carry tiny disease-causing pathogens in their saliva or spit and pass them into our body while feeding.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Yeah. Most common tick-borne illnesses are bacterial, caused by bacteria. Examples include the bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi, which causes Lyme disease, and rickettsia. You took the rickettsia out, causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There are also other things like parasites, viruses, and other biologicals that can be transmitted as well.
Wow, that's weird because I have a joke about not ticks but about frogs because you told me that one of your patients swallowed a frog last night. He croaked this morning.
Oh, no,
in all seriousness, one of Dr. Gigi's patients is the Invisible Man. Yep, he's still waiting to be seen. What else do you got, Doc?
That's actually funny.
That's pretty good.
Our local Western black-legged tick, though the name is Western black-legged tick.
Black-legged tick.
Yeah, black-legged tick. Right. Waits on low vegetation and leaf litter, waiting for passing hosts such as rodents, birds, lizards, deer.
And me.
And people.
Yeah.
Only about 3% of these ticks carry the Borrelia, burgdorferi, Lyme disease bacterium. A tiny percent of those ticks will actually bite a person, and a small percentage of those bitten people will develop Lyme disease.
Lyme. I had that disease once, but it was actually called lemon disease. It turned out to be jaundice. Okay, that's my own joke, right? I'm turned yellow. Hey, just before the show started, I overheard our guest, Tony Land, asking if Dr. Gigi ever wakes up grumpy in the morning, and Dr. Gigi said no. She usually lets me sleep in. I wish Tony had heard that when she's out of the studio.
So the correct way to remove a tick is simple.
You slather it with Vaseline, I've heard.
No, you do a quick and fine tip tweezer tug, grab the tick close to the skin and pull straight out with steady, go lightly pressure until it releases the tick, that is. Afterwards, you need to wash the bite side and hope nothing else will go on.
Something very related. Dr. Gigi, I've always wondered, why do psychics have to, why can't psychics ask you, why do they have to ask you that? I have always wondered, Dr. Gigi, why do psychics have to ask your name? And in fact, to all of our listeners out there who believe in telekinesis, please raise my hand. I'm sorry.
So don't do what Jackie was talking about, how to get rid of the two.
Matches
don't,
and Vaseline.
Don't use folk remedies such as matches, oils, nail polish, petroleum jelly.
Nail polish.
Because these can stress the tick.
Uh-oh.
And then it gets sick and regurgitates some more saliva in the or gut contents, which then might increase the statistics of you getting the bacterium
more
or whatever.
Saliva and gut contents.
Yeah, so if small mouth parts actually remain embedded after you pull out everything else, they often work themselves out by themselves, just like a splinter or such.
Wow. Okay, Doc, how do you slow down a bra?
A bra?
Yeah, you booby trap it.
Gosh.
Yeah, pretty
good. All
right,
I have to censor your jokes.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about Lyme disease because that is the most common one. Lyme disease is divided into three parts. Early Lyme disease typically starts within a day or two, and it has a spreading red rash at the bite site.
Wow.
Sometimes, often, but not always, like a bull's eye looking rash, kind of a spreading.
I've had that kind of before.
You have?
It's scratched and it's so bad.
Days to weeks later, the bacterium may affect the nervous system or the heart. A disease called Bell's palsy is often connected to Lyme disease or actually viral diseases for that matter. But they can go to cranial nerve number 7, which is the facial nerve, and then it gets so inflamed that the cranial nerve, that is, that it renders the person with a stroke-like symptoms in the face, meaning that one of the side you can't move, side of the face you can't move.
Whoa. Speaking of the face, when I rolled out of bed this morning, I grabbed my iPhone and I asked Siri why I was so unpopular. She answered by turning on my self-facing camera.
Yeah.
I've been telling that once a week, I think.
Okay, I wasn't done. So I wanted to say that the Bell's palsy usually goes away with high steroid use. And it's really, so I have seen several people with Bell's palsy. You think they have a stroke, but then there's a little, you know, if you learned your material well, then you know it's not a stroke, it's Bell's palsy.
Depending on what steroids, I bet I'm going to be a Superman.
Depending on what parts of the face you cannot move, like if you can wrinkle your forehead.
I'm winking at you right now.
Okay.
You're so beautiful.
So the illness can progress months or years later to severe arthritis and mental issues.
Wow.
And that's what people know, right? Because it can be detrimental.
Did you know I had some mental illness, doctor?
You did?
Doctor, did you know I had some illness, mental illness?
What?
Doctor, did you know I had some mental illness? Okay, that was
so time matters for the Lyme disease. Risk of transmission climbs the longer the infected tick is attached. So usually we say if you get rid of the tick in the first 24 hours, that substantially reduces the odds of getting sick. However, no time window is completely risk-free, obviously, right? And because other pathogens can sometimes be transmitted faster, you cannot really go with the 24-hour rule. Either way, after you go walking and hiking and whatnot, you want to check for ticks. You want to check if you have fever, rash, or flu-like illness.
Hey, and guess so what we're hearing? We're hearing Tony Lanza. No, it's okay, though. I like it.
Yeah, but they don't hear it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking they do. That's Tony Lanza's music, just so you know. I think they hear it, Doc, but that's okay. Hey, Dr. Gigi complains that I'm a know-it-all. Heck, I already knew that. Okay.
Okay, for us who live, work, play along the Northern California or Southern Oregon coast, We can protect ourselves with using of EPA-registered repellents on exposed skin. Like we can use stuff so the tick don't want to come and bite us. Oh. We can wear long sleeves.
That stuff's bad.
And in brushy or grassy areas, we can treat clothing or gear with permethrin, which is actually something that you get when you have...
It's like DDT?
Yeah, it's a medication.
It's not very good.
So the biggest thing is, though, for us who have children playing outside, we can help prevent disease by clearing leaf litter, trimming tall grass and brush at yard edges so the little kids don't even get in contact with the ticks.
Wow. Okay.
There we go.
Very interesting.
Well, very big hiccup landing.
That's
here.
Okay.
We are here.
I heard it. I bet you we heard the music play while we're talking, which is very nice. It's nice being interrupted with your music. It was seriously good.
I'm telling you, they don't hear it.
Right in the middle of my best joke either. But Dr. Gigi says that I have a tendency to be vengeful. We'll see about that. Dr. Gigi doesn't like it that I am so mysterious. Or am I? When people used to laugh at my crayon drawings, I would laugh at their chalk outlines.
Oh, my God.
And finally, I told my psychiatrist that I've been hearing voices. He told me that I don't have a psychiatrist. All right. Thanks, Dr. Gigi. We're having a great day here so far, even though we are we're having fun. Anyway, look at it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a true joy and a real honor to welcome back to our airwaves one of the most captivating artists that we've had the pleasure of featuring, Miss Toni Land. Anyone who has heard her sing and play guitar knows that she can carry more than melody. Toni's songs carry memory and raw emotions and a depth of a life truly well lived. Today, we have the privilege of sharing not just her music, but the story of an artist who has poured her life into her art and in doing so has earned the admiration and affection of listeners around the world. Toni Land is more than a musician. She's a storyteller. Through her original songs, she invites us into, I don't know, we've been invited, we've had her on three times, four times. She's been invited into our world that are shaped by love and loss and resilience and hope that are very deeply personal, yet somehow universal. Gigi and I have hosted her, well, we've hosted a lot of musical guests on this show. That's the true mark of an accomplishment, the ability to turn individual experience into something that resonates in the heart of all. Her new CD album, what is your new CD album, Toni?
Okay, we're still deciding.
Oh, we're still deciding. Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute. It's filled with original songs, and it's not just a collection of tracks. It's a journal of her journeys, a reflection of a life fully lived and its complexities and quiet triumphs. Her sound is both authentic and timeless, blending elements of soul, folk, into heartfelt storytelling. Lastly, what stands out most about Toni Land is not just her talent, but I'm going to say it, your authenticity. In an age where so much music is manufactured, she offers something real, music that comes from the heart, grounded in honesty and emotional truths. So she joins us today to share her newest releases and chat it up with us. We invite you to listen not only with your ears, but also with your heart. So, Toni Land, your vibes and voice have been missed since you were last on the show a whole month ago, I think.
You mean when we were having the party?
Yeah, right.
We'll get to that one.
We get
singing.
Your presence on the show is truly a gift to all of us. So welcome to the Doc and Jacques Radio.
Welcome. Yes, thanks for coming back in. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, okay, we can
good.
Hear you.
They're hanging.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, again, this is a hiccup show. Welcome back to our show. We're very excited to basically listen to the second half of the unpublished new CD, and we're now privy to hearing it firsthand, so we're very excited.
Yeah.
These are songs that nobody has heard. We have two more that we're still working on that I couldn't bring today, but they're not mixed yet. But I do have several still new songs that we didn't play last time.
Well, so we're going to listen to those.
Yeah.
give us the, you know, the thumbnail thingy of your upbringing. Where were you born and raised?
I was
born in San Francisco, California.
Not you.
Shoot.
Quit interrupting me, Jax. Okay, so I was born in Glendale, California, which is in the Los Angeles area, and grew up in the San Fernando Valley, which is makes me a true Valley girl.
Smartest one yet.
Valley. Yeah. Valley girl.
Okay. Anyways, but then I moved around from there after I could. I moved to lived in Santa Barbara for a long time, and then
didn't know that.
I moved up here in Brookings, and then I moved to Washington, and so on and so on.
You
but
have
here
sisters.
I am.
You have sisters.
I have family here. I have. Yeah, I do. I have a lot of family
and
here.
And you were just with your sisters in what exotic location?
Oh, we went to Hawaii.
Where in Hawaii?
Kona.
Kona, okay. All right.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Was that before the flooding, hopefully?
Right. 2 days. We left 2 days before the flooding.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I know. We missed
that. Right. That made international news.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah, we didn't even know it was happening. We just... Da, la, la, la. I just had our lovely time in our big fancy house on the beach. So it was
very
fantastic. Cool. Yeah, it was good.
So we talked about your sisters a little bit. Mm-hmm. You grew up with a lot of sisters or siblings,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
there is a little bit of a music history in the in that upbringing. Tell
yes.
us about it.
Well, my dad was a country singer, country western singer, and he had a gorgeous voice, and he played a little guitar. But my mom had no voice, she said, and so therefore all of her girls would have no voice either. So she assumed that, and we assumed that too. But then one day I decided that, well, I was writing songs before I was singing, basically. I really couldn't stop that process. It just was happening. But so I had a lot to overcome to sing, you know, to be able to sing with
How about
that.
Poetry? You were writing poetry, right? Or
not really. Sometimes I do. Sometimes things, but rarely. Mostly they are really written for a song.
And you have five sisters and one brother?
There's five girls, then there's two stepsisters and a stepbrother. So.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow.
But I didn't grow up with them. They are close to me now, but I grew up with as the oldest of five girls. Yeah.
So you never sang because apparently women didn't have a voice. So when did you start thinking, maybe I can
maybe
sing?
Maybe I can, right? I would say that was like really, I was drawn to the piano. I loved the piano. I would like, you know, babysit at places so that just if they had a piano, I would put the kids to bed as soon as possible and just play. And I had no music training really, but I just did that. And I think I told you this last time that I just made up my mind I wanted to play Beethoven.
Wow.
It just seems so ridiculous. I want to go play I don't even play, but I'm going to go play Beethoven. So I did. I got the music and I got a crayon and wrote on the – and long story short, but I actually learned how to play the first movement of Moonlight Sonata. And
cool.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that. I was just possessed.
Wow.
And so did you make up words for that or just the music?
No, just the music, yeah.
And you didn't think about my words could match really well with this music?
No.
Oh, wow.
I did not think that.
So you're making all original music, right?
Yes.
Everything. You don't do any? You don't when you're
We do some covers, but now that rules have changed,
we're
not going to be doing that. We'll just do – but I have enough music for us to – plus I have two songwriters in my group.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So
Kim Devine writes music.
Yeah, Kim, right.
And
hello, Kim.
And Larry Freese also writes music, has many albums. So we are loaded with original music, so no shortage.
Okay, so we want to now pull it into what you were referring to earlier, and that was, what do you want to name your latest CD?
Well, okay, so maybe after we get through, I'll play you some of the songs, mm-hmm. and you can sort of get this vibe that we're kind of going to.
Party.
There's a, like, it's hard because the songs are kind of very different, and, you know, they're different. So it's sort of, plus I did my photo shoot for the album before I recorded the album. Only because of convenience and logistics. I mean,
you were up in Portland or here?
Well, we did it in Santa Ynez. Okay. With those old big 200-year-old oak trees. Okay. And we did a lot of black and white. Robbie Kay is an amazing photographer. She did my last artwork for my last album, Sunlit, and so on and so on. But she's incredible. So I flew down there, and then we did this photo shoot, and it's beautiful. So it's kind of open, big scapes, you know. So it just feels like that. This song that I want to play you is called Tehachapi. And it is has a vibe of this place.
Tehachapi. Oh, that's a place.
It's a place.
I thought it was a mountain range, too, but maybe not.
I thought it was Tehachapi.
It's a town. And I brought this thing I wanted to read from my producer because we were figuring out the arrangements and the backup vocals. Do you want me to read it to you?
Yes.
Please do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. So Jim Walker is my producer, and I've worked with him now for years now. So we have a really good relationship and do really, like this album and the last album, there's nobody on it except for him and I. So he's an incredible multi-instrumentalist, and our voices work really good together, and I wrote all the songs. And anyway, so it's really the two of us in the recording process. So I'm saying, I said, what do you think for the backup vocals? And he goes, well, so first, here's Tehachapi with your lead vocal. Oh, yeah, okay. To be honest, he says, it's such a lonely song. I couldn't really hear where backups or even harmony on the lead vocal might be. But then I thought about the name Tehachapi and looked it up. It's a name for, and I can't even say this, so I'm going to just excuse myself here, Kawalisu, Kawaiisu tribe. That means hard climb.
Well, see, up that mountain range I was talking about, right?
Wow. Yeah. You might be absolutely right about it. And I just thought about the ghost of that tribe watching from afar and seeing all the bullshit happening over to us. So anyway, so he came up with these very evoking of this hollow sadness. So he left a lot of it blank and so on. So I'm going to play Tehachapi for you.
Yes. Cool. Awesome. Cool.
Okay.
Tony Land in the KCAW studio.
Okay. Let's hope that all goes here.
Dusty city bar, talking trains and a new wind farm, betting cash, hot stock, small town, big talk. LA band flying in, business best it's ever been. Hurry up, sell the ranch. Right now it's your big chance. It's an eagle wing for industry, another casualty here in Tehachapi. Sign the deed, say goodbye. It's an eagle wing for industry, another casualty here in Tehachapi. Guy. sign the deed, say goodbye.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
Tony Land, again, speaking with emotion, singing with emotion again. Some of the lines, you know, another casualty in Tehachapi, and then sign the deed, say goodbye. We're right in the middle of moving to Brookings, so we're saying goodbye. The house is all cluttered up, and oh boy.
Yeah.
It hit a tender spot in my heart, so I'm with hers.
Thank you. What is the backstory to that?
The backstory is really towns that are kind of repopulated, you know, like towns that just like, I mean, like in Southern California, for example, on the beaches, those little beach towns were just sweet little towns. And then so much money came in, and the value in Santa Barbara, the same thing. You know, all this money comes in and this raises the prices and value of the property. I remember the day that somebody put their house up for like twice as much as anybody ever got. And nobody thought it would sell, and it did. And as soon as that happened, everybody started selling the properties because it was so valuable.
Wow.
And then they couldn't afford to stay because things just escalate, go up from there. And so this reminds me of that.
Yeah, and that's really a big issue. I mean, we live in these tiny towns here, and we wish there was more money because these are poor towns, but then, we don't want that much.
I know. I hope nobody more. I mean, I think this town that we live, I'm not going to even talk about it because then people know about it. It's happened to me so many times, you know. I lived in a little town called Carpinteria, which is just south of Santa Barbara. And, it was just a little funky town. I used to beg my parents, you should buy one of these houses. They were like $20,000, you know, right close, like the block from the beach. And now they're like, you know.
Millions.
Yeah. Millions of dollars.
Crazy. It's out of control.
Oh, very cool.
Wonderful. Right. So, you speak from the heart. You sing from the heart. That's what we love about somebody. And you sing very clearly.
Yeah. I can understand every word.
Yeah. Which, and you just got to. You've got a beautiful voice. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So Jim is your guy, the
Jim Walker.
I think I can hear some harmony places.
There are some in there. Don't you hear them? They're like kind of like natives standing around the fire kind of thing.
From the Kualabi.
But anyways, so that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
Of but you know, we have that party song on there too.
So, right.
So okay. So we got to talk about the party song. Whether we're going to play it now or later, it doesn't matter because the party song struck us so much last month when you played it here that we got singing along. It's destined to become a big fan favorite, to be an anthem that people will sing. And commercials one day at the halftime of the Super Bowl will be playing, should have been a party. Just wait to hear it. So we also asked Tony if we could change our intro and exit music. Mm-hmm. And she has graciously accepted and said yes. And it's going to be that song. So we are...
You ready to play it? Should we do it?
If you want to do it now, let's do it.
Will you have? Well, tell us.
Well, yeah. What time is it?
No, it's almost time.
Oh, I got to take the mid. Oh, let me take the break.
No, wait, 10 seconds. Yeah? So say
okay, hold on.
Else.
Let me get my glasses back. Where did my glasses go?
Where are we?
Oh, they're right here next to me.
Who are you?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, mid-show break. Time flies when you are having fun like we are here today on the Doc and Jacques radio show. We're proudly broadcasting from the KCIW 100.7 FM studios in lovely coastal Brookings, Oregon. The list of major sponsors for your community radio station are Advanced Airlines, flying in and out of nearby Crescent City to Oakland and L.A. 7 days a week. Michelle Ramos with our own vibrant local Curry County Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Michelle. Nick and Lisa Rail, as always, in their PPA, or the Partnership for the Performing Arts. Thank you for your support. We got a new major supporter in the community radio here who's joined this team, and that is Coastal Home Health and Hospice. They have offices in Crescent City and in Brookings, and they're 501c3 exemplary emotional. They do everything. They have lots of DME, which is what, Doc?
durable medical equipment.
Yeah, oh, very good. She'll be on next week. We're going to be talking with Mona Chandler about that. Anyways, last and but not least, my lovely dear co-host, Dr. Gigi MD, and yours truly, on behalf of KCIW, thanks to all of you. Okay, we're finished with that half mid-break show. We had lots of fun.
Yeah. What are we going to listen to now?
Okay. Well, this song is called Wild as Winter Rain.
Okay.
All right.
And this came about by living here on the coast?
I'm just loading back up here because okay, it keeps kind of not being there. Okay. no. no, actually, Wild as Winter Rain is more about what happens when you've been hurt in relationships and how you are afraid to be in one, although you want to be in one. You know, that's what the song is really about, and right, being kind of wild, having this kind of metaphor of a wild animal, you know, cornered kind of thing.
Okay.
So are you ready for it?
Yep.
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay, let's make sure, let's see if this is going to play. Okay, let's see. Hiding from me now.
folks.
Run away.
Wild as Winter Rain by Tony Land. I like the you curse the cage. You hate the chains. No lockdown coming. No put on face. No trap set. No tricks. Right? Just so good. This is this about a lost boy that you loved one time?
You know, this took forever to write this song. I started this song like 6 years ago. Really. It went from, I just couldn't get it. Then finally it just went, oh, I see. It's simple. It's simple like that. So
did you not have the music or not the words? What was missing?
I had most of the words. I just didn't have the music quite, you know. And I didn't have the Wild as Winter Rain.
Yeah, and that part is.
Yeah. I just put that together for me. And, you know, the song goes with, is kind of this conversation that we started with Tehachapi, which is that it's kind of this barren land. It's kind of a barren production, too, really. I mean, there's, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to pull these things together, all these different songs, and come up with something that says the album title.
Well, it's so last time we heard a lot more faster songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll still hear more faster, but these are two slow songs.
Yeah.
When if you only hear those two, then you're thinking of...
You're thinking that way, but...
Yeah, but then you hear the other,
party
like,
song.
Gonna be a... No, should have been a party. great song. I love it. It kind of nostalgic for me. It felt like some old relationships when I was young.
Yeah.
Where I was just so wild, and I didn't want to... I cursed the cage and hate the chains.
I wrote it about you.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. The way I used to be.
I wrote it about the way you used to be.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard. It was on the, you know, it was on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Facebook all over.
On Facebook about how you used to be. So.
Yeah.
That's
Ray Simon spreads a lot of gossip around.
Yeah, there it is.
You should hear what he's telling Tony Stoddard in there right now. All right. Well, so far, so good. We love it. So I'm just closing my eyes while these are, as you just sing from the heart, Tony. We love it.
All right. So this next song is pretty edgy, and I'm just going to play it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called
and
edgy?
It's called Leave It Where It Lay.
Leave It Where It Lay.
Okay. Yeah, Leave It Where It Lay. Right, have you ever heard that saying?
Yeah, I have
just
heard that.
Leave it alone, right?
Yeah,
just leave it where it lay. Okay, here it comes.
What you see is what you get. I am glass, my eyes froze. In my place, roles are set. It's all the same. I have no memories.
Edgy. Did I hear massacred and murdered? Was that?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Wow.
Well,
I'm a horror fan buff.
I thought you were possibly referencing to your other work a little bit. No, it's more massacre.
Damn it. No, it was like in where people get to shut down when things are bad. They're really bad. They just shut it down, just can't win. And that is what this song is about.
Leave it wherever.
And that's why I thought, that's what I thought.
It's like hopeless. It's like there's not beyond hopeless.
And I thought, so you're a speech pathologist, and you, mm-hmm. and so I think you're giving hope to some people, right? With helping them to speak yeah. and talk. So I was thinking maybe that was a song for that, but maybe not. Maybe I'm overthinking.
Well, it's like when you really look into the external world, and you know, and you're reacting to that. There is so much you can react to that is bad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is. And then that's what happens when people, I think, are just in this kind of a state, is that they're reacting to the worst of the world, the worst of people. And they, you know, just have to shut down. I don't want to hear about it. So ice is kind of the landscape is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
The landscape is icy and frozen and cold. And this is the metaphor, you know, for the emotional frozen, where you just
did.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, somebody had to write that.
Yeah. Thought it was ICE. You know, what you see on those people's backs.
So you can see this, but you do see the range of songs here.
Yeah,
so we have some really crazy fun songs, but these are some of the songs. So it
right
kind
on.
Of pulls, it's kind of the whole pie, you know, emotionally.
Why you're, I'm listening to that. Gigi, some of your quotes are about rain, or is that from?
I know, yeah.
Speaking of rain, I mean, what was that first one? That's fabulous. The best thing one can do when it's raining is just let it rain.
Yeah.
Or rain writes stories the sun could never tell.
So not only does he take over my serious talk with his stupid jokes, he takes away my quotes. I think he needs a little bit more limelight.
You are gonna get extra time when I tell my jokes. I'll be zip. You can have them all. I have three more.
It's too late, buddy.
Damn
it. That ship has sailed.
Oh, you are here hung.
Leave it where it lay.
Just leave it where it lay.
Darn it. Gosh darn it. Always messing up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Oh,
right. We're going to save the should have been a party for last.
Yeah
we're going to save that for last.
Okay.
So we got number four coming up, and what tell us about what the next song
okay,
is.
Let's see. What is it? Oh, yeah.
She's rubbing her hands together. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get you this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got the depressed one. This one's only about death. Okay.
Okay. Murdering and mayhem and murdering.
All right.
Massacre.
This is personal because I have a beautiful little yard in my house. You know, my house is real sweet and it's got birds and, you know, everything is in bloom right now. So the bird life is just crazy. I mean, the blue jays are like, you know, they are, they make me put food into the feeder. They tell me when it's empty. It's like wildly. So I have this real life about birds. And this song is called Little Soft Secret, which is about a bird.
Okay. A bird and its death. And its death.
Oh, I gave it away.
Yeah, well, you were the one that said it. I shouldn't have repeated it. Uh-oh. I messed up again. Damn it.
Shh, taking my line here. Okay.
Darn it.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Lovely wings hold the joy.
Little Soft Secret.
Did you forget to fly?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and, you know,
how cute.
Germans love birds.
Yeah,
Germans.
I love my birds.
She had button quails and chickens and parakeets. Oh, my gosh. She's got so many big, big cages outside. They're everywhere. She hatches them. They're everywhere.
What?
Yeah. Oh, she's German. The Germans love these.
Exaggerating crazy. A tiny bit.
I'm not. It's really, really true. Darn it.
I'm not really sure what this song is about. Because, you know, it's like... Is it really about a bird? You know? But I did have that, you know, usually when I see something, that is the trigger for the songwriting. Like, it's a visual image. Like, I had a song, I think I said this before, on Barefoot on the Highway, and I was driving down the highway in 395, and there was, I can't remember how much I filled in because this person came running out, but then I filled it in that she was barefoot and, you know, on the highway and so on. But anyways, I was walking down the street, which with my dog, like I do every day, and there was this, I walked the same, this one place, all this, the same place, and there was this, like, dead bird, beautiful, shiny, like it was not damaged. It would look perfect. It looked like nothing had happened to it except that it was dead, you know. And I just couldn't stop, like, you know, thinking about what happened to that bird. It was like, anyways, that's a song.
Aww.
But I don't know, because the song is like.
Well, it could be anything else. It could be for humans, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to roll out the drums now. On this next song, we are going to sing along. Because this will be hopefully the new intro and exit for this very show, which could be premiering as few weeks from now. So I'm really excited. Tony Land's song about Should Have Been Partying. What instigated this song?
Oh, God, it's such a fun song, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's an anthem, I'm telling you right now. So we're going to sing along right off the bat.
Yeah. Okay, we're
right?
Sing like,
oh, where are
leave all
lyrics?
The mics open.
And you sing in too, because we all want it all like.
Oh, yeah. What's
no way.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Should have been a party is the name of it, right? And get ready. Hold on your seat.
No, I'm not doing it. All right, okay. Y'all.
Okay. She's paying me back, darn it. Damn it. I knew I blew it again.
All right. Sure, so is this going to be about the right amount of time? I'm just trying to
We have 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. We have 8 minutes. So
all right. So this song is only about 3 minutes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We still have.
We've got to say goodbye and then a few jokes.
Okay. Okay.
No, you have all the quotes.
Okay. I'm just trying to organize you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which is like herding cats, you know. Okay. Here we go.
Ray Simon's laughing in the background. Here we go.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I can't go that high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been a party.
Ooh.
It could have been a party. Oh. It could have been fun.
Oh, yeah.
It never meant to last. Oh, it should have been a party. Could have been a beat.
Oh.
Party! Yeah, 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 yeah!
You got this part. Here it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah! It should have been a party! A little picket on a strat.
That's right.
Could have been such a breeze. Instead of some come on act.
Oh,
yeah. It should have been a party.
Ow!
You figured you were cool.
Yes, I am. Everybody was rocking the studio away. Wow, wow, wow. What a party. Okay, we hope the engineers can fix that up a little bit.
There's no fixing that.
No, darn. It's down to...
Way that is going to
yeah,
be.
I told you I could hear. All right. Well, that was just fun.
Very cool.
Always, like as it. Usual, Tony Land, you're always welcome on the show. You're always a great, exemplary guest and very talented
yes.
lady in your own right.
Sweet
and
voice.
Fun, mm-hmm. fun stuff. We have really.
Thank you.
What was the question? What do we have to name it?
Okay. So I'm going because we kind of try to keep things This is too mental. I mean, really, after the party song, I can't even do it.
How about next time?
Okay, next time. It'll be named. Okay.
We will have a name. You'll have to.
You don't really want to climb inside this brain of mine and listen to that chatter.
I'll put it on Facebook for you. And get a really good, get a big contest going.
Okay, all right.
All right. Yeah. Thanks again, Tony Land. Always welcome, awesome. Like I said, here on the Doc and Jacques Show. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, Doctor. What time is it, Doctor?
It's time for
Fun Time Corner. Okay, Fun Time Corner. You get to do all the quotes today.
Well, thank you. I always get to do the quotes unless you take them away.
Yeah.
All right. So I did choose some quotes about the rain because it was raining a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
The rain is nature's tears of joy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. That's cool.
And some people walk in the rain. Others just get wet.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay. That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the leopard one coming up. Okay.
You're ruining it, man.
Darn it. I blew it again.
I don't even know where it is now. Okay. You do your funny
Well, Dr.
joke.
Gigi is always encouraging, and she always says that I'm not completely useless and that I can always serve as a bad example.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, I found the leopard one. Rain wets the leopard spots, but it doesn't wash them off.
That's true. That was cool. Yeah. I missed my good friend's funeral yesterday at 10 a.m. I'm just simply not a morning person.
Good morning.
Okay. Yeah.
If you pray for rain, you've got to deal with the mud, too.
That's true.
Right?
That's true, yeah. What did the clock do when it was hungry? It went back 4 seconds. Four seconds. Number four, yeah. Hey, did you hear about that Italian chef that died?
No.
He passed away. I bought some really cool shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what they were laced with, but I've been tripping all day, Doc. All right, I'm done.
Wait a minute. You've gotten funnier since the last show.
I think
I'm just getting used to it because I am laughing so hard.
Okay. I think it's about that time, Doc, or is it?
Almost. I'm going to repeat the one that you ruined. Rain writes stories the sun could never tell.
I like that one. That's maybe my favorite one.
Yeah, mine too from these, right?
Hey, what do you call a sobbing sister?
A sobbing sister?
Yeah, a crisis.
A crisis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Hey, my bladder infection came back positive, Doctor, and she said, you're in trouble. Hey, did you hear about that circus fire? It was intense.
Okay.
Okay.
You're cut off. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not funnier. I take it back.
Take it back.
It's the time to say goodbye.
Oh,
you have been listening to the Doc and Jock radio show on KCIW 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We sure hope you have enjoyed the show as much as we have with our Tony Land. What are you doing?
All right. Okay. Peace and prosperity, everyone out there. Thanks again to Ray Simon and Michael Gorse and Tony Stoddard. Thank you so much.
And of
everybody,
Tony Land.
Have a good time. Let us know if you're a talented person, and we'll have you on the show. Now, stay tuned for
Tony Dorso.
Tony Dorso Show on KCIW. Thanks so much.
Oregon.